The next ensemble to perform is the Stillman Middle School Honors Band from Brownsville, Texas, directed by Victor Franco. Their performance selections include Big Four March by King, arranged by Swearingen, La Madre de los Gatos by Beck, and Summer Resounding by Paul Hodges.
Good afternoon, this is Neil Nelson from retired band director from Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your group today. I hope you guys have a great performance, and I hope my comments help. Come down a little bit on that first strain. A little more of the euphonium line. Be out of beat up, up, up. Yeah, that way you could have more dynamic contrast between strains. Ba-bee-da-dee, bring that out. And I want to hear that jump, ba-bum-ba-dum. A little more euphonium line. Deep bump it up, a little more of that tuba line there. Even more of those bottom pitches, like those arpeggiated figures. Da. Da. Make sure that we're not clipping that note there. Yeah, little things that I think that would really make this march sparkle. Dynamically, I think we can do more with the dynamic. I would really suggest at five you come down. I like the way you started it and they come down at five. And you can play with, you know, maybe the first time is mezzo forte, the second time is forte, and then you've got more push into 17 when you can do some things there, and then maybe come back down, and then you get into the second strand and it's forte, and then really come down in the trio, and in the dogfight section, maybe bring it up a little bit. So there's lots of ways that you can play. These are just ideas. I think you guys are doing a really great job with it. Make sure that you're not clipping D-D-Ya. Da, D, D. Make sure that that note has just a little bit of length. Bring it down, bring it down. Shape. All the way to one. D, D, and build that. I just think you could do more with the shaping. You're playing it really well. I just think musically you could do so much more. Don't be afraid to explore the musicality in it. Keep pushing. And then those pickups need to be dee dee dee, so there's they're more definitive. Easy flutes, that trill's not that important. Dee da da dee. Again, more shape, more shape, more horizontal movement. You're making really nice sounds. I just think you can do so much more musically with it. Those long notes have got to go someplace. Dee, dee, dee. That's a little better here. Start it softer. Again, the shape, more shape. I like your tempo. Make sure that we hear that tone on beat three. If hold beat one just a hair long, that's what's going to happen. Drive it to the top. More of the clave part. Yeah, more of the clave part. Always drive down when you go down in the register. These are real little things. I just think musically you could do so much more. You guys are playing really, really well. And I'm enjoying it a lot. On that bump, it a dump, bump, it a dump, bump, it a dump, bump, the bump and dumb have to be exactly the same length. Really kind of look at that, make sure that those are all the same, then make sure that you're playing B1 like you're playing B3 lengthwise. Okay. We're not ready to play. Ba 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 ba. Be ready. Same thing. Those bottom notes need to speak better. Da 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 da. And then drive it down. Bum ba dum ba dum. As you go down in the register. Same thing. There just needs to be more emphasis. You know, when you start and then drive down in the register. I could use a little bit more of the low brass parts, trombone in particular. Hearing a lot of the woodwind stuff, trumpet stuff is fine. More second. More interplay between parts in this little section. A little bit more horn part there. Almost trumpets. D, T, D, T, D, T, D. I use D on the downbeats, T's on the eights. So you get that pulse. Watch your conductor. I like the contra. Yeah, makes that nice, deep, rich sound. Keep shaping, clarinets, keep shaping. If vibrato flutes, vibrato. Mont-sax. And again, vibrato. I think the sax can come up a little bit. And then when the sax comes in at bar 126, bring the trumpet thing down just a little bit. Yeah, boy, it'd really be nice if you could crescendo to that downbeat of 35 rather than it being, you know, bigger all of a sudden. Come on, low brass. Dia, di, dia, da. More horn, more horn, more horn. Yeah, I want more horn there. Oh. Keep pushing. Yeah, go contra. Yeah, that contra is really nice. Bravo. Keep going, horns. And then underneath that, add the low brass and have them crescendo with the horns. Keep building. Oh, low brass, you can do more there. Bill, where are you going? Where are you going? Oh, don't decay that. Push all the way to the one. More low brass here. I'm hearing a lot of trumpet. I like to hear more of that low in the trombones, especially those chord structures. The balance of the trumpets is good. Build, build, then bump, 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 bring that out. Go horns, much more horn, first trombone. Especially on those. And then, I still think the horns can be bigger. I think the horns can be bigger on those rips. Lots and lots of really nice things, ladies and gentlemen. I very much enjoyed your performance. All the things that I was talking about are things that I think you could do more musically, and build and just have fun with it. You're very well prepared at this point, but it's all about your product, and your product can be better. It always can be better. Continue to explore the musicality. Continue to build. Continue to explore the dynamic spectrum. Know how your part fits within the other. I very much enjoyed your performance today. I really hope that you guys do well with next week. I know you will. Thank you. This is a great way to end my day.